And welcome back to the Undefeated. I'm once again your host, Anthony. And yesterday we had the first round of the NFL draft. Some of our teams picked, aka their teams picked. Mine didn't. I'm with George and Will. How are you guys doing on this Friday?
Could be better.
No, I know.
Could be better.
Yeah, I know I'm doing better than George.
And we'll get to why in 20 picks. But yeah, like I said, the Eagles and the Steelers did pick yesterday. Obviously, my team, the Broncos, didn't. But, I mean, we drafted Russell Wilson, so I can't complain. So we're just going to, you know, go over the first round, give a grade for each, say the best pick, the worst pick, you know, kind of stuff like you normally do on the reaction. Then we'll probably get together next week and talk about, you know, each team's draft, the full draft.
Right.
So starting off at number one, the Jacksonville Jaguars took Trayvon Walker, the edge hybrid lineman from Georgia. I'm going to give this one a C minus. I get the upside, but just no production in Georgia on that great Georgia defense really, you know, pushed him down my board. And I think Aiden Hutchinson should have been the pick here.
Yeah, well, whether it was Aiden Hutchinson or Kayvon Thibodeau, there were better edges on the board. And so, yeah, I'm going to give this a C because he could turn out to be the best edge rusher, but he could also turn out to be the worst in this entire first round. So, you know, it's going to be high volatility with Trayvon Walker. We'll see what happens. But I agree with y'all. I don't really like the pick.
Yeah, I don't like this pick either. I mean, as George said, there was Hutchinson and Thibodeau there, and I like both of those guys a lot better than I like Walker. So and the Jags had their pick of anybody in this class, and they went with the guy who I don't like at all. So.
I see the upside. It's just, is he better than Aiden Hutchinson or Kayvon Thibodeau? And the answer is just no.
The ceiling is probably higher, but his floor is definitely lower.
Yeah. So at number two, Detroit kept him local. They took Aiden Hutchinson, the edge out of Michigan. I'm going to give this an A, borderline A plus. You got the best player in the class. Fall to you at two, and you think he's going at one. And multiple reports say that he fits what Dan Campbell wants. And you can see why they were clapping when they fell to him. They never ran a card in faster than Aiden Hutchinson. So A for me.
Hey, they did what they needed to do. I mean, there's not much else to say about it.
Yeah, I'm going to also give it a borderline A plus just because I liked Hutchinson. I think, and personally for me, he's got the lowest floor in the class as an edge rusher. I like this pick for the Lions.
All right. So we all give it an A. Number three was really the kind of first surprise of the draft. The Houston Texans took Derek Stingley, the corner out of LSU. I'm going to give it a B plus. I like the position. I think Sauce Gardner's better to help out. I could have seen Kayvon Thibodeau go here. This was really a shock to me when it was Derek Stingley.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a B, and that's just because I think that the Texans need to just draft upside. That's why I kind of like Trayvon Walker here. You might as well draft upside. Your roster is so horrible. What is it going to matter? So they drafted maybe the guy with the best upside in the entire league. He was absolutely wrecking SEC receivers at 18 years old. So if he were to go anywhere this early, I feel like this would have been the pick, and I like it here for the. I don't love it for the Texans, but I definitely understand it.
I don't like this pick for the Texans, if I'm being real with you, especially with Sauce Gardner still on the board and you're going to build your entire defense around a corner who only had one good year of college tape to show you, and that was from 2 years ago. I mean, I see what they're trying to do. Stingley does have the upside, as George said, but I just don't like this pick at all.
Yeah, I think this pick could go a lot of ways. So at four, the Jets actually did take Sauce Gardner. Again, it was rumored for weeks that maybe they go Kayvon Thibodeau and see what happens at 10, but they end up taking Sauce Gardner. I'm going to give this one an A minus. Again, best corner in the class, shut down, and they need secondary help, and he's the best one in the class, corner anyways, and they get him at four.
Yeah, I'm also going to give it an A minus just because I don't really know if that defense needed a star corner. I mean, when was the last time the 49ers had a good corner? It's the same system, but I really like Sauce Gardner. He was my number one overall corner, and And, you know, I've heard, you know, he's a great locker room guy, all that kind of stuff. So I'm really excited for him to go to the Jets and see what he can do.
Yeah, the Jets made a good pick at four, and they have another one that we need to talk about later, and I like that one too. But I really like this pick for the Jets, best corner, lowest floor at corner, I think.
What do you think lowest floor means?
I mean,
because you're wrong.
No, he has the most potential to be average. Like, he's not going to be bad.
Highest floor.
I know. Shut your fat face. Saying
lowest.
Lowest floor means he might like be the worst player of all time at that position.
That's me. I have the lowest floor.
Yes, we know.
All right. Amen. At number five, I'm going to give this one an A+. Easy. Kayvon Thibodeau to the Giants. Second best player in the class to me. Falls right into their lap. This was a no-brain pick if you're the Giants that needs edge help. So A+ for me.
Yeah, absolutely an A+. Thibodeau was my number one overall player in this class. Just a fantastic first step. I love to see it. And they got the best guy at their position here. And they didn't overreach for a tackle just because they needed one. They took the best guy on the board. You love to see it. Kayvon Thibodeau for the Giants. I love it.
Yeah, just another great pick for the teams in my division.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
What's your letter grade, Will?
I don't want to get to what the other teams in my division got to. I don't even want to get into this, Will. I promise you, at least the Cowboys drafted crappy, all right?
That's true. That's true.
Well, they're the Cowboys. You can't expect too much from them. Jerry Jones makes their picks.
That's right.
Jerry Jones is terrible. So I'm going to give it an A+. It's an amazing pick for them.
The Panthers at six. The Panthers at six took Ike Mukwonu out of North Carolina, NC State. I'm going to give this one an A- again. It's between him and Kenny Pickett, I believe. And Mukwonu, I feel, helps their team more now than Kenny Pickett would have. So I'm going to go with an A- here.
Yeah, Sticky Icky, the third best tackle on my board, but, man, they were so close, it doesn't even matter. So I'd say B+ for Icky. I wish they would have traded down because they have no day two picks.
Oh, that's true.
Rip. But who was trading at the Steelers to draft Kenny Pickett?
We'll get into that later.
I like this pick for the Panthers. You get Icky, a guy who can move around at anywhere on the line at any point in time. And personally, he was my number two. I like Evan Neal just a little bit more, but it's a good pick for the Panthers.
Well, I know you don't want to get into Jalen Reagor or J.J. Arcega-Whiteside talk, so I'd just be quiet if I were you, son.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is a tight end, not a receiver anymore, George.
That's worse. He was drafted as a receiver. Over hey, DK man. Metcalf.
Hey, man, I need you to be quiet. You're drafting Russell Wilson the next 4 years in a row, and he's probably going to retire.
Fine with me. All right. At seven, the Giants, another A+. Best tackle in the class. Well, Sam, it's why they took Thibodeau at five, because they knew one of the tackles would be there at seven, which is the value of A+ for me. They get more protection for Daniel Jones. And, they didn't pick up his fifth-year option, so I believe this will be Daniel Jones last year, and I'll probably end up taking, like, a C.J. Stroud or a Bryce Young next year.
Because Daniel Jones is horrendous.
Great. I think this is an A. They got the guy that they wanted. They got Thibodeau and then Evan Neal. They had a great, great first round, and you love to see it from the new guys in New York.
Yeah, they did not fumble the bag and take a common Giants L. They have a rare Giants W right now. Usually the Giants like to reach for guys that they really like. Daniel Jones, for example. Saquon Barkley, for example. They like to reach for guys that they like, and they did not do that. They made smart picks here, and that is a very rare win for the Giants. And I'm happy for them so that they can keep festering at the bottom of our division.
What's your letter grade?
I'm going to give them an A-.
All right. So now I'm going to give this pick a C. I think personally, because of the value, the Falcons take Drake London here at eight. I think if you trade back and take Drake London, it's an A. But because I think Garrett Wilson's better than him and he should have been the pick, it's going to be a C.
Yeah, I have a C minus. He was like, I think he was the fourth best receiver on my board. And they, the difference is they already have a guy that can do what Drake London can do. I really saw him as a big slot kind of guy, not really a guy that wins on the outside, because the only way he wins is 50-50 balls. And those don't work as well in the NFL as they do in college. And so I just don't see, especially because they already have Kyle Pitts, why that would be the fit over a guy like Jameson Williams, over a guy like Garrett Wilson, over even Chris Olave or something like that. It just, the fit doesn't make any sense to me. So, yeah, I'm going to give this a C-.
I'm going to give this a B-. They needed any receiver they wanted, and they keyed in on a guy that they really liked, and they liked Drake London a lot. So I think that, yes, it's maybe not the best fit, but they picked the receiver that they wanted, and that's better than
what you want to remember. You want to go over the last time a team reached for a receiver in the first round?
Yeah. No, I would not. I would not like really to do liked? That. I would not like to go through that today. I like living.
So as I was saying, the you rating it a B- because that's the guy they wanted. Well, then you must have loved the Rieger pick, huh?
No, that was the worst pick in the NFL history.
Even though he was overdrafted. No.
At the time, Will, you were fine with it. I remember when we recorded that. You were like, oh, I hated it, but now I'm okay with it. Interesting. Right, moving on.
I'm on a plane to Philadelphia tomorrow, guys.
Moving on. It finally happened. The Seahawks didn't mess up the pick. A for me, Charles Cross, best pass protector in the class. And again, after they trade Russell Wilson, by the way, of course. So whoever's their quarterback next year has a good pass protector on the left to replace Dwayne Brown. So A for me.
If this isn't the biggest middle finger to Russell Wilson, I don't know what is. I really do like the pick. I give it an A+ as well. I think Cross will fit well in their system. I got no issues with it. I think he's a better run blocker than people give him credit for. But, man, would Russell Wilson have loved to have that, you know, over the last 8-9 seasons.
Yeah. That is the biggest middle finger ever. Said, we're going to draft you a bunch of great wide receivers, but we're going to give you no O-linemen, and you're going to have to play Aaron Donald twice a year. Good luck. So this is an A+.
All right. Moving on to the Jets at 10. Again, no trades in the top 10. I think this is, what, the third straight year that's happened? Was there on
draft day? No, there was trades up last year, for sure. The 49ers trade.
I feel like on draft day.
49ers.
There wasn't any.
The Dolphins.
I get
that. The Eagles traded up for 10.
The Eagles traded in 10.
So they traded up to 10. So, again, but I remember the COVID year, there wasn't any trade-ups in the top 10. So this is another one of those. The Jets at 10 hit another one. They get Garrett Wilson, best receiver on my board. Another A, fringe A+ for me. Gets Zach Wilson another weapon. Wilson to Wilson now, by the way.
This is an absolute hands down A+. Garrett Wilson is number one receiver on my board. I love him. Crafty route runner. Can do almost anything. Can run the X. Can run the Z. I absolutely love this pick for the Jets. And they probably had the best draft at least in the first round so far.
Yeah, I really like this pick. Garrett Wilson, very high on the board, number one for sure. And Zach Wilson needed a guy that's not Elijah Moore, so now he has Elijah Moore, Michael Carter, Garrett Wilson. And the Jets didn't mess up. Both New York teams are doing things that are out of character for them right now. They're drafting well.
Yeah, the thing that stands about Garrett Wilson is his route running. He is a great route runner.
Absolutely.
Zach Wilson, who showed he can play, he developed towards the back end of the year, gets another weapon. I think this Jets team, not obviously this year, in a couple years could definitely contend. So moving up to number 11, we finally had a trade. The New Orleans Saints moved up from 16 to 11, switching with the Washington Commanders, and selected Chris Olave, wide receiver out of Ohio State, two back-to-back Ohio State receivers. This is going to be a B+, purely because I think Jameson Williams is better than him. And I think he probably would have fit that system, but they love their Ohio State guys. So that's why they end up taking Chris Olave.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a C plus. I like Olave. Don't get me wrong. This really doesn't have to do with Olave. This has to do with why the Saints would trade up for a guy, not take the best guy on the board, and also a guy that you could have gotten down at 16. I just don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm kind of clueless on why they traded up for Chris Olave. I mean, I was kind of stunned watching it in real time. Like, why did you do that? But very interesting for the Saints.
Yeah, this is a win here for the Commanders, who had to trade out of this pick, because I'm pretty sure that they were keyed in on getting Drake London there at 11, and Drake London didn't fall to them, so they take whatever offer they can get. And then the Saints move up, which honestly wasn't the greatest move for them. I mean, they ended up keeping their other first-round pick, but they didn't need to move up. So I'm going to go with a B-. I like Olave, but it was not the best.
I think this was probably a little bit too early for him. I think 15 through 20 was probably more his range.
Yeah.
Moving up though to 12, this was a complete shocking move. The Lions traded up from 32 to 12 with the Minnesota Vikings to draft, not a quarterback, Jameson Williams, the wide receiver out of Alabama. I get why you want to trade up, but for the player, it's just, I'm going to give it a C plus, B minus maybe. I love Jameson Williams. I do. But Jared Goff's not the quarterback of the future. I think Malik Willis still on the board here. That should have been the pick. And trading all the way up for a receiver when you could have got George Pickens at 32, probably not the smartest move. But it's the Lions.
Yeah, this is kind of clueless for me. I'm going to give it a D. I just don't – I don't like to trade up. Don't get me wrong, I love James Williams, but you're going to trade 32 and 34 with your depleted roster. Guys, you could take starters that would be on your team next year for a receiver that is going to help a quarterback that you're going to cut next year. It really just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I get that they liked him a lot, but, I mean, I just don't – that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make the most sense, but I kind of like it because it's really, really hard for the Lions to get rid of Goff because his contract is just so big. You can't cut him because then you're still going to be paying him, so you might as well keep him on the roster, right? So you're going to – and if you do really bad next year with Jared Goff at the helm, you're going to – there's two great quarterbacks coming out of the beginning of next year. So – and they're Detroit, so there's a good chance that they could end up with number one overall. So it's not – the worst move ever. I'm going to give it a C plus.
And looking at the Lions, their next pick is the 14th pick in the second round. So pick 46. And you still have the four quarterbacks. We're going to spoil a bit. You still have Malik Willis, Matt Corral, Desmond Ridder, and Sam Howell on the board. I feel like for sure one of those will fall. Actually, will they? If Seattle, Indy, and Atlanta pick in a row, by the way. All quarterback needy teams. We'll see. We'll see what happens with Detroit. Moving on, Will's team, the first of our teams to pick. The Eagles traded up from, I believe, 18. No.
No.
We 16, traded up from 15. 15 to 13, ahead of the Ravens, who we're going to probably select this guy. They take Jordan Davis, the defensive tackle, out of Georgia. Will, you're their Eagles fan. I'm going to let you speak before we give our grades.
Initially, I was mad about it because I get mad at everything Howie Roseman does that isn't what I would do. But then I looked at it more. Fletcher Cox is old. All of our D-linemen are really old. Jordan Davis is just a unit of a man. Oh, my God. I saw a picture on Instagram of him next to a dude who was like 6'3", 250, and he just looked like a massive unit of a human. So I'm going to give this pick an A. It's a great pick for the Eagles.
George? Yeah, I'm going to give it an A-. I would have not picked the same thing with Will. I would have not picked Jordan Davis here, but I absolutely understand the upside. I do have questions about his if he can stay on the field and his, you know, stamina and all that kind of stuff. But if they can really, you know, get him to be a three-tech pass rusher, I think this is a slam dunk of a pick. Or slam dunk of a pick. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll give it an A- as well. I thought they were going to trade him for a receiver at first, but I get what the Ravens coming up, and they're probably going to take Jordan Davis. Because, again, all draft preparation was Jordan Davis is Baltimore Raven. I don't mind the pick. Yeah. I get it. You get to learn under Fletcher Cox, one of the best defensive tackles in the past decade. That's not bad to learn from.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping that they were going to take Kyle Hamilton. but
that would have been good. Moving on, it is Kyle Hamilton here at 14 to the Baltimore Ravens. A plus for me, best player in the class, falls in their hands, and you know they needed some safety help, and they got the best safety in the class. So A plus for me on the Ravens.
I'm just gonna say A plus and move on because it makes me angry every time.
Does it kind of hurt you, George?
Dude, it hurts.
The teams in your division are drafting well.
It hurts me so bad, but the Ravens draft well every year. Honestly,
that's so true. It doesn't matter who the draft. That guy will end up being good.
Don't know what to believe.
Well,
I love this pick. It's an amazing pick. I wanted Kyle Hamilton, but we obviously didn't get him. We got Jordan Davis, who I also like a lot. So, very good pick for the Ravens. Get the best player in the class, freeing up or helping them in one of their needy positions on that defense.
I don't particularly think their safeties are too bad. I think it's just they're getting up there in age, and Kyle Hamilton will easily replace them this year. So moving on, after trading down from 13 to 15, the Houston Texans, after taking Derek Stingley, took Kenyon Green, the interior offensive lineman out of Texas A&M, who can play on the outside too. I'm going to give this one an A. I think Zion Johnson's better than him, but in terms of what they needed, I think Kenyon Green probably helps them more. So they need offensive line help, so A for me.
I'm gonna give it a B plus. You know, this is a guy that's gonna be a starter for you for 10 years. Again, I also like Zion Johnson more than I like Kenyon Green, but hey, you never know. I mean, they just took a solid guy, and you know that's what a B is. It's a solid guy that's gonna start for you for years and years and years to come. So, I like it.
Yeah, I like this pick too, and it really is showing Davis Mills that hey, we're gonna protect you, and now it's your turn to step up. So, Davis, this is plan for the Texans to take a leap up with Davis Mills. Yeah. So I'm going to also give it a B plus, fringe A minus.
All right. And then moving on, well, you said all your teams in your division drafted well. This was not a good pick. The Commanders take Jahan Dotson, the wide receiver out of Penn State, over other guys who were better on the board. I get receiver as a position of need, and they went for speed instead. I'm going to give this one a C, purely because I think Treylon Burks is better than him. George Pickens is better than him. I don't like Jahan Dotson at 16. I think his range is 25 to 32. And picking him at 16.
Sky Moore was better than him. Christian Watson was better than him. This is a D first. Almost like very, very close to an F. The Commanders screwed up again. Washington is a horrible poverty franchise. What do you want to say?
That they're in my division and not yours.
Lucky you.
I'm happy that the Washington Commanders messed up once again when they should have taken a quarterback, maybe like Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett. Washington needs a QB. Carson Wentz is not going to be the answer.
But I think because of what they traded for him and what they're paying him, you can't.
They didn't trade that much for him.
Well, what you're paying him, you can't afford.
Probably 2 seconds for him.
What you're paying?
I think receiver was the right position. Receiver was the right position.
It was not the right guy. And then
it was just the wrong guy.
Yeah, but your argument for your paying Wentz too much has to go the same way for Jared Goff when you said the Lions should have drafted Malik Willis 8 dozen times.
Well, Carson Wentz is not Jared Goff. He's a bit better than Jared Goff.
And Jared Goff is getting cut next year, no matter what. Wentz might be the starter. You never know.
Jared Goff's probably the worst quarterback in the NFL, right?
Rip to the dude. Props to those guys for getting their bag, and then
no disrespect,
deciding to fall
by
off
the
a
way,
cliff.
If somehow he's listening, no disrespect to you, Jared Goff, but you know,
nah, all the disrespect. You're bad, dog.
Jared Goff.
Moving on, you guys said your team drafted well. The teams in my division drafted well. The Chargers took Zion Johnson. This is an A. Again, another fringe A+. Best interior offensive lineman to me, and they fall, and they take him at 17 to replace Brandon James. I get Storm Norton. He can play. I guess he can play on the right tackle too. Storm Norton's not the answer. They can fix that in the third or fourth, whenever they pick next. But I really love Zion Johnson pick here for the Chargers.
Yeah, just the way the board broke, I absolutely think this is the best pick here. So I'm going to give it an A. I mean, other than McDuffie, this is probably would have been my pick. And you could hopefully he might be able to move out to right tackle to replace Norton. If not, he's going to be a great guard for 10, 15 years to come. Just an absolute stud.
Yeah, I love this pick for the Chargers. It gives Eckler another guy to run behind, and now they can have a starter and to block for Herbert, block for Eckler. They'll be all right. I'm going to give it an A minus.
Minus, all right. And then pick 18, blockbuster trade alert here. The Tennessee Titans traded up with the Philadelphia Eagles for pick 18. And the Eagles traded for wide receiver A.J. Brown, which that's a great move for Philly. Needed a receiver. And they get him and Devontae Smith now. What a move from the Eagles.
What this does for Howie Roseman, it gives him less picks to mess up. Happy Eagles fans, and extend his job life by about 2 to 3 years. This is amazing. And then we gave him a contract, so we got him under contract for the next 4 years. I'm as happy as a pig in as a pig in poop. I'm just so happy right now.
Great analogy.
You're going to be so happy until he gets injured 3 out of the next 4 seasons. So
hey, man, I need you to be quiet.
Have fun.
You're at least my team made good picks and made smart moves. I need you to sit quiet over there.
Yeah, but my GM is still better than yours.
That's true.
Impossible. All
right. With that 18th pick, by the way, the Tennessee Titans took Treylon Burks, the wide receiver out of Arkansas. I'm gonna give this one an A minus purely because, actually, no, give it a B minus because they had to trade away AJ Brown in order to get this pick. They replaced AJ Brown with Treylon Burks, who many people view as like the same kind of player. And they wide receiver is still a need for them now, even with the trade with the Treylon Burks pick. So B minus for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna give this trade a C because I looked into the pick a little bit after they lost AJ Brown. And they weren't offering A.J. Brown near enough money. And I think A.J. Brown is too big of a loss, especially for Ryan Tannehill, who's buns. You cannot give him a rookie wide receiver and expect him to be good. I mean, Derrick Henry can only carry an offense so far. You need to be able to keep A.J. Brown and move up to this spot, which they weren't able to do.
The facts straight are they didn't want to pay A.J. Brown. And so they dealt him. I mean, that's what you got to do, right? You don't want to pay a guy. You just got a first round pick for him, and hopefully picked his successor. I'm just purely based off the pick. Just because I mean they got good value for AJ Brown. I probably have to give him I say a B because you know they reached on value. I don't think Burks should have gone this early. You know they were just reaching for a receiver, but I still don't mind it. I think he's going to be a successful guy in the NFL, and we'll see what he can do.
Yeah, because and then I looked at the contract offers that they gave AJ Brown, and the highest that they gave him was a guaranteed 18 a year,
yeah,
or a 16 a year with up to 20 in incentives.
Okay, well we can get past that now. You said that twice. Thank you for your information, though. We really care.
You're just trying to hold back the time before we get to your pick, George.
We're one pick away. Saints at 19 took Trevor Penning, the tackle in Northern Iowa, to replace Teron Armstead after losing him. This is going to be a B minus for me. He can develop into a good protector, but as he is now, I don't think he's top 20.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I'm going to give this a C. They reached and drafted on need instead of value, and you don't love to see it. I'm really not a fan of Penning. I think he's extremely, extremely raw, and I know coming out of Northern Illinois, he's going to be that way, but, I mean, he might even be more raw than his former teammate, Spencer Brown, who went to the Bills. So we'll see what happens.
I'm gonna give it a B-. It's a good positional need, but not great value, as Mr. George said.
All right. Moving on.
Chiefs are next, right?
Pick number 20. If you're listening, we're going to give you some disclaimers here. Right? We're about to get some angry George. The Pittsburgh Steelers, every single quarterback at their disposal. Malik Willis is there, and they took Kenny Pickett, quarterback out of Pitt. I mean, this is a C minus. I get the quarterback need there for you, but Malik Willis is so much better than Kenny Pickett, and he will be better than Kenny Pickett. I mean, this is a bad pick. Will?
Yeah. Will, yeah, go ahead, Will. Go for it, Will.
You see, I kind of feel bad because I kind of spoke it into existence because I was making fun of George all night last night. And I would be like, I was at pick number 2. The Steelers are going to take Kenny Pickett. And pick number 19, the Steelers are going to take Kenny Pickett. I didn't have my phone. I had my phone on Do Not Disturb, so I didn't get these picks spoiled. And I got a very unhappy George. And this is an F, dog. There was clearly a better option, and Pickett is not the guy. This is an F. George, take the floor.
It purely doesn't make any sense on any level, right? If you liked it, okay, if you liked Pickett and you know that that's the guy you were going to take, then why sign a bridge quarterback? Because Pickett is, his main value is that he can start now. So that would make more sense if you're not going to sign a Trubisky. But you sign a Trubisky, there's no reason for shitting Kenny Pickett for a year. It doesn't make any sense. That way you can take the guy who is not as ready to start but has more valuable traits and can turn into a top 10 quarterback. Kenny Pickett will never be a top 10 quarterback, ever. He doesn't have the tools. He doesn't have the accuracy. He gets out of the pocket too early. He doesn't like pocket presence. He sets up too far back, 9 to 10 into, 6 to 8. He doesn't have drop set. He's not very accurate in the intermediate passing route. He doesn't have a big arm. I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense to me. In any football or common sense whatsoever, the only thing is, well, he went to Pitt, so guess what? He's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler because the Steelers, stupidly, I love all those draft line storyline bullcrap, like they drafted Terrell Edmonds a couple years ago because his brother went, and then we picked up his brother Trey Edmonds, or we have both the Watt brothers. Well, I bet you we'll pick up Cameron Hayward's little brother in this draft or as a UDFA, just because we love all the stupid little storyline stuff. And that's the reason we haven't won a championship in the last 15 years, because we're stupid. So there you go. I hope you guys are happy. Wow. Kenny Pickett was the 5th quarterback on my board, and he went as the first one. It doesn't make any sense. 0.
Do you have any words you'd like to tell Kevin Colbert, the GM of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
So I really think this was Colbert's pick, and send it into his Dropbox. I think this was Tomlin's pick because Colbert's done after this year, and Tomlin isn't.
True.
And so Tomlin got to make the pick because he likes all the storyline bullcrap. And so, therefore, we took Kenny Pickett. And Tomlin's a great coach, but he should not be in the draft room whatsoever.
So, would you have liked this pick if Malik Willis was taking a pick before?
No. Malik Willis was the only one I would have wanted in the first round. If not, then we either deal back or we sit there and take a fantastic corner at 20 in Trent McDuffie. What if we come out? Well, if we come to the draft with Trent McDuffie in the first round and Desmond Ridder in the second round, I love it.
Man,
I take it that you don't love it that they took Kenny Pickett. That's what I've come to understand here.
Yes, Will.
Right, as soon as like,
can you figure that one out?
As soon as it's like an F minus times 20.
Oh my god, it is the worst. Oh,
it's bad.
I threw my jersey into the grill. That's how mad I got.
Dude, imagine if you would have left the grill on.
Even I was frustrated. I got up, nearly stopped watching the draft after that. Man, that was interesting pick. Moving on. The Chiefs traded up from 29 to 21. Correct? Yeah. And they took Trent McDuffie, the corner in Washington, A+ for me. They need corner help, and Trent McDuffie was the best corner left on the board. Third corner on my board, obviously. And the Chiefs pick him up at 21 is a huge value, good value for him. This A+ for me.
Absolute A+, no doubt about it. Chiefs did a great job. There's not much more to say about it.
Yeah, there's nothing to say. The Chiefs did exactly what they needed to do.
I mean, the Chiefs, excluding Clyde Edwards-Helaire, recently in the first round, I've been hitting a lot of their picks. They're one of the best first-round teams.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're always picking late, too. You know, they always have kind of the back end of the talent class, and they always develop guys into superstars.
Pittsburgh used to be like that, except for now they drafted their three last first-round picks have been Terrell Edmunds, Najee Harris, and Kenny Pickett. All absolutely horrible. All of them.
You still love Najee Harris, though.
No.
No, George hates Najee Harris. I have video evidence of George watching the Najee Harris pick. I would love to show it to the people on this lovely podcast, but we'd get struck down for every vile word known to man being screamed.
Yeah, probably.
If you don't know my stance on running backs, it's the absolute least valuable position in the NFL. So taking one in the first round makes absolutely zero sense. So
what about punter, George?
And in on offense or defense? And the fact that Najee's already 24, that makes no damn sense. So,
sure.
Yeah, I still hate that pick.
Moving on.
Understandable.
I'm going to give this pick a C. The Packers took Quay Walker, linebacker of Georgia. Again, I get the upside there, but with guys like Devin Lloyd and N'Kobe Dean's on the board, why are you taking Quay Walker over them? So I'm going to give this one a C.
Yeah, I find it interesting that they drafted a guy very similar to Devondre Campbell, a guy they just signed. I don't think linebacker was that big of a need. I think if they would have went edge rusher with the amount of guys, with Jermaine Johnson still on the board, Arnold Ebiketie still on the board, Boye Mafe, you know, do I have to keep going? Those guys still on the board. George Karloftis still on the board that they went Quay Walker. Yeah, I'm going to give this one a C.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a C. And I'm going to be real with y'all. I knew like the first round talent, the top three around at every position at a receiver. I knew a lot more. I did not know who this guy was. And as George said, they were probably drafting first storyline because a record number of Georgia defensive players were taken last night in the first round.
I mean, you think, right, that the Packers finally won't mess up the pick and then they take Quay Walker.
Oh, no, they're always
going to mess up. No. They were going to mess up the pick the whole time, dog.
Yeah. There's no qualms about if they were going to mess it up or not.
When we get to 28, they make a better pick. Let's just get that straight. But sure. This one wasn't a good pick.
But it wasn't a good pick out of the way.
So moving on, another trade. Two trades happened at this pick, by the way. The Arizona Cardinals originally traded out with the Baltimore Ravens. Pick 23 for Hollywood Brown. He is now an Arizona Cardinal. Lamar Jackson was not happy about that. And then the Ravens.
And neither was the entire Cardinals fan base.
True. And then the Ravens took that pick and traded back two spots with the Buffalo Bills, who traded up to take Kyer Elam, the corner out of Florida. We mocked this. I remember, I believe we mocked this in my mock draft, Elam, but they didn't trade up. But I love this pick. I get Andrew Booth's the better corner here, but Kyer Elam can develop into being a better corner. I love the pick for the Bills. I'm going to give this one an A minus.
I'm going to give it a B. You know, good. I think Elam was good. Probably worth the first rounder. He's just got really injury questions and doesn't play in a lot of zone. They're going to have to put him at man a lot because that's what he does. And, you know, the fact that I liked Booth a lot more, I think that's the main difference. But still not a bad pick. Definitely a pick in need. And we'll see how he does in that build system.
Yeah, this is not a bad pick for the Bills. They get another guy to put next to Tre'Davious White. Tre'Davious White comes back, and they didn't reach too high. They reached a little bit, but not too much.
Did you give a letter grade? I didn't.
A B.
All right. So
not good.
I think Will's only given a letter grade to like half of these teams so far because he keeps forgetting.
So, after the Kyer Elam pick, the Dallas Cowboys, Tyler Linderbaum was still on the board. They take Tyler Smith, the tackle out of Tulsa. I get the position. I just don't get the player. I get Tyler Smith's good, and you know, he could develop into being good, but I would have picked Linderbaum. It's going to be a B. No, C minus for me.
You know, I give him a B. I don't see it as that bad, honestly. I think Linderbaum really doesn't fit the Cowboys system. They run a lot of power, gut, zone, you know, not a lot of zone, which is what Linderbaum excels at. And they're going to kick Tyler Smith into guard, which I can absolutely see. And you can't really kick Linderbaum out to guard where they're having a problem. So I see it as a B is the best tackle guard left on the, I mean, they reached for sure, but I just don't, I mean, they reached for a need. But, it, you know, it wasn't that bad. I think this is about the start of the range he's going to be able to go. Yeah. So.
I'm going to give this one a C. Because as they were showing the highlights for this dude on ESPN, I watched him commit every penalty an offensive lineman can commit. And these are his highlights. I watched a face mask. I watched a hold. Like, yeah, I think penalties are going to be an issue for this guy. And I think that it's going to be a –
If you think penalties are going to be an issue for Tyler Smith, you should have seen the penalties that were given to Trevor Penny. Oh, yeah. Maybe even worse.
Well, I don't like this pick because I wanted the Cowboys to mess it up. So it's going to get
they did mess it up.
Yeah, but I wanted them to mess it up more. I wanted them to take Eric.
Okay. I feel like edge rusher, especially with Jermaine Johnson still on board, could have definitely been a play as well.
Edge rusher or corner with Booth still there.
Yeah, they need a corner bad.
And I get that the offensive tackle depth isn't there in this draft, but yeah. And the corner depth isn't there either. So moving on.
Especially after the loss to the Lyle Collins.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why they went
to. But apparently no, they're planning to play him left guard, I believe, and then have Terrence Steele play right tackle. And then just keep the rest of the line the same. With Zach Martin and Tyron Smith and then Tyler Biotish. So moving on, the Ravens, another A for me. They get Tyler Linderbaum. They need some center help, and he's the best center in the class. And the Ravens, again, just hit on every single one of their picks recently, and it's an A for me.
It's an A. I agree with you. I like Linderbaum a lot in that system.
And moving on at 26, another A-plus for another New York team, the Jets, traded up with the Bucks, I believe. No. Who was this pick?
That was
26. This was the Titans.
27.
This was the Titans. Titans picked at 26.
No, this is the Bucks.
No, because the Bucks and the Jags switched, because the Bucks had the first pick tonight. And then the Titans up the third.
Oh, yeah.
But still, this, regardless of who the trade was with, this is an A+. Fourth or third best edge rusher in the class. He fell to 26. Great value for him. And the Jets just hit on every single one of their picks. A+ draft for the Jets last night.
You know what messed me up? You have the Excel spreadsheet on 27, but the pick is number 26.
Well, you know
that's why? I thought it was Bucks.
You see at the top here, you got the team pick there, all that stuff. So I get why, but.
Yeah, his Excel spreadsheet has done that to me a couple of times.
No, I love this pick. It's an A+, absolutely. Jermaine Johnson's a top 15, top 20 prospect, and they got him at 26. They had to deal back up for him, but, you know, they actually really liked him. They hoped that he was going to, you know, maybe be their pick at four. So I love it. They got three great players in this draft and see where they can go from here.
The only way for the New York teams to go after last night is up, and that's hard for me to say. They're going to go from three and 14 teams to 4 and 13 teams. Big steps here for the New York teams. I'm going to give them this pick an A.
I didn't know you could do math like that.
I didn't know you could read.
I thought I heard him say 3 and 13 teams to 4 and 13 teams.
I forgot there were 16 games, dog.
17. There were 17.
Yeah, I forgot about that for a second. Bozo.
All right. We're on a third straight trade as the Jacksonville Jaguars did trade up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to select Devin Lloyd, the linebacker of Utah. I'm going to give this an A-. I get a linebacker is a big help for them or a big need, and they get, to me, my linebacker one on the board, trading up for him. I think he could have fallen, but probably not. So I like the pick for the Jags.
Probably not making it past the Pats if they didn't trade up for him. Go on, George. Sorry for interrupting you.
They took linebacker one, but they already have a bunch of linebackers. They signed Foye Luakon. They signed a couple other guys to play linebacker, and now they're going to just draft Devin. I just don't get anything that the Jags are doing. Trevin Baalke. Baalke's just an absolutely horrible GM that needs to get fired immediately, and Jacksonville is still a poverty franchise.
Should have been fired with the Trayvon Walker pick.
Dude, the Jacksonville Jaguars had so much potential to do good last night. So much potential. And then they pulled the common Jacksonville move and took the biggest L they could have taken. I do not like the pick of Trevon Walker. I do not like the pick of Devin Lloyd, at least for them. And to be honest with you, I don't like the. I don't think the Jacksonville Jaguars are doing very much help for themselves right now. They had all this cap space. They spent it all on Christian Kirk, who reset the wide receiver market, which is stupid. They draft Trevon Walker, stupid. And they just gave everybody that's not good great player money.
They did extend Cam Robinson, by the way. That was
wonderful.
That was an okay move. So moving on here, we got down to the last five picks. At pick number 28, the Green Bay Packers did not take a receiver. They took Devontae Wyatt, defensive tackle out of Georgia. I love the pick. I'm giving an A. So again, we mocked in our actual mock draft to
Packers. I'm gonna give this a B plus. I think I would have rather had Karlaftis, and Devontae Wyatt's got some off the field stuff, but you know, for what it was and all that kind of stuff, I get it. I just don't. I mean, I'm drafting Karlaftis a million times over me and over Devontae Wyatt, especially with the Packers roster.
I think that Georgia likes to carry the value of off-the-field issues pretty good. I mean, he had the same thoughts about Micah Parsons last year, and look at what he did. So,
have you read the stories out of Penn State from Micah Parsons?
Yeah. I read the stories.
Don't repeat them. Please don't repeat them.
They're unrepeatable on this particular podcast. But, yeah, if you want to go into further
depth, family-friendly channel.
It's a private browser, preferably. It's some interesting stuff on there at Penn State, although common for Penn State.
That's true.
Common Penn State now. Yeah, this was a good pick for the Packers. I mean, I'm gonna give it a B. It's not the greatest pick. It's not the worst pick. They definitely should have gone with a wide receiver, but they haven't drafted one of those in the first round since 2002, so it's not gonna happen anytime soon.
Packers fans. When I say I think the only receiver worth taking here was probably George Pickens. Other than that,
yeah, but it also could have been, you could have had George Pickens. So,
yeah.
But instead, you had Devontae Wyatt. And you don't have Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
And you also don't have Devontae Adams.
You know what, though? No matter how bad the picks were, none of them were worse than this pick. This is an F. The New England Patriots took Cole Strange, the offensive tackle out of Chattanooga. I mean, I didn't have this guy on my top 50, on my top 100 board. And this is a huge reach for a team that's normally good at drafting.
No. The Patriots are not the greatest, not good at drafting. I need to take that notion out of your brain. The Patriots are not that great at drafting. But I agree with you that this pick is an F. Because, and then I saw a video of Sean McVay reacting live to the pick, and he's like, we were hoping this guy was going to be available for us at 104. So, yeah, that shows about how much of a reach it was. F.
Yeah, minus. No matter how much I absolutely despise the Kenny Pickett selection, this is definitely the worst pick of the first round. No doubt.
No question.
No pun involved. It's strange considering how, you know, the next pick is probably one of the best picks in the draft.
That had to have been a pun.
No pun intended.
That was a pun intended.
Nah, you wrote that down last night.
Yeah, let me quickly erase it from my Google Doc. No, I love the pick of the Chiefs taking George Karloff. This is an A, another fringe A plus for me. They finally get to move Chris Jones inside and play that interior. I love the pick.
This is a move more to probably try to move Frank Clark because they don't want to keep paying him. And you can still have Chris Jones on the inside. I really like the pick, too.
They just restructured Frank Clark. They're not going to move him this offseason, Will. Please don't talk about what you don't know about. Other than having George Pickens here, George Karloff is definitely the next best great guy. And I'd probably give him an A.
What was your letter grade, Will?
It was an A-.
Okay. Moving on, the AFC champ Bengals took Daxton Hill, safety out of Michigan. I like the pick. I really do. Again, a couple weeks ago, or after the Super Bowl anyway, this would have been offensive tackle through and through. But with they're not re-signing Jesse Bates, they needed some extra safety help, and Daxton Hill can play the corner position as well. So I love the pick. I'm going to give it an A-.
Yeah, I'm going to also give it an A. You know, the guy had taken in our mock draft for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he goes to the Bengals. You love to see it. This pick is an A, and I never want to speak to any of you again.
I would love to talk to you again sometime, George, maybe in our later lives, like 30 years. But I really like this pick for the Bengals. It also is officially the boot to Jesse Bates. That means he's officially on the trade board. If I'm the Bengals, I'm fielding offers for Jesse Bates now. And it's a good pick for the Bengals.
What is they got a good safety for him.
Oh, the trading block, my bad. He's officially out there. It's where you take them. It's like when you go to Home Depot, George. You get the 2x4, but then you need the 2x6. So you gotta trade the board.
No.
I'm very close to kicking him off. I'm very close to kicking him off this episode, Will.
No. Just because I'm fumbling my words doesn't mean I need to be kicked off the episode.
And then the last pick of the first round, we had the Minnesota Vikings after trading down from 12 to 32, take Lewis Cine, the safety out of Georgia. Of course, another Georgia player taken. I don't mind the pick. I get it's a position of need, but Andrew Booth's on the board. I think that should have been the pick. I'm going to give this one a B minus.
I'm going to give this one a B. Exact same reason I think Booth should have been the pick. Now, they do have a pick at 34 after dealing with the Lions, but it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with Cine and, you know, and what is this for the future of their safeties that are already there. So we'll see. You know, it wasn't my favorite draft night of all time. We can leave it at that. But definitely really interesting all throughout.
Yeah, I'm going to give this pick a B. Not great, not bad. Just an average pick. And, yeah, last night was an alright draft experience, comparatively speaking, to previous years. As we had the highest highs of not letting Howie Roseman end us up a first-round pick when we traded it away after we won the Super Bowl, and the lowest lows of taking Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. So we've all experienced it in the last couple of years, George. It's just your turn to experience it this year.
I haven't. I'm just going to say that.
I've experienced the last 3 years, Will.
Najee wasn't that bad.
What?
Najee wasn't that bad. You just don't like running backs.
Running backs have zero value. He was at 2.2 yards per carry at one point in the season because he doesn't have any offensive line. The offensive line is more conducive to a running game than an actual running back is. He can't break any tackles. He's not elusive. He doesn't go for many yards after contact. And he wasn't even the best rookie running back.
Yeah, that honor would have to go to Javonte Williams.
Yeah, speaking of my team, we finally picked tonight, the last pick of the second round. Should be interesting to see it. But going back to the draft, I've loved my last three first-round picks. Russell Wilson this year, Pat Surtain last year, and then Jerry Jeudy the year before that. Great picks.
I need you to keep your mouth shut over there or else we're never going to talk to you again.
George Payton, he's just a god, all right? Tonight all three of our teams pick both rounds.
What was the last quarterback you selected in the first round?
Moving on. probably better than Kenny Pickett, let's be honest.
I think it was Paxton Lynch is not
I think it was Paxton Lynch. I'm not gonna lie, that was trash. Both second and third round picks, by the way. The Eagles pick, and then the very next pick is the Steelers. So your two teams pick back to back. My team is
that's what happens
six.
When you're the freaking both the seventh, some horrible seventh seed teams that should not have gotten in the playoffs and lost very badly in the first round.
So, after first round, some of the top players still on the board. We still have N'Kobe Dean on the board, Malik Willis, all four of the quarterbacks, like I said earlier. And Booth is still on the board. David Ajabo is still there. Christian Watson, Sky Moore, Kenneth Walker, Breece Hall. They're all still there. So,
George
in the second
Pickens.
Round, George Pickens still there, yeah. So, in the second round, you know, you have your teams. Who do you want your team to take the most? You want to trade up? Trade
George
down?
Pickens.
Well,
I want my team to not mess up. So, George Pickens would be a great option. If we could
no.
That one. Oh yeah, we don't need a receiver anymore. I don't know what I want then.
I can argue you could still need a receiver.
No, we don't. Jalen Reagor's not going to see the field. We're chilling now. Jalen Reagor's not seeing the field.
They're going to draft Eric Ezukama in the fourth round.
I am 100% okay with that.
All right.
I'm okay with Eric Ezukama tomorrow.
If Pickens isn't there, which I really don't expect him to be, I think if we could get Jalen Petrie out of Baylor, I'd love to see it.
Again, sitting at 64, you know, there's probably not going to be a lot of top-end talent that falls to you. But I would love if George Payton could trade up for N'Kobe Dean. I would be ecstatic with that. If not, I wouldn't mind a Christian Harris or, you know, Chad Muma. I like those guys too. Maybe some linebacker help is what we need.
There's a lot of linebackers in the second and third round worth taking. You know, you still get your Troy Andersons, your Channing Tindalls, you know, guys like that. So, I definitely think that this is if you need a linebacker, this is a great draft if you need one.
And potentially, if he does fall that far, David Ajabo, but I don't think he will fall that far. So it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, we still have tonight and then tomorrow of the draft, but that will conclude our first round recap this week. It's fun having Will and Georgie. I'll probably get together next week to talk about the rest of the draft. Again, one of our teams made a good pick. One of our teams made a trash pick. But that will conclude this episode, and we will see you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's great to be me.